Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The right fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Sahaki. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Rushkowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is called out on strikes. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The runners advance on the error. Hoog moves to second. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a line drive into right field. Outlaw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Outlaw. Hoog scores. Carnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards fires to second and picks off Carnett for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux catches it and throws to first to double up Hostetler. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Sahaki moves to second. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hoover fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Cullenbine scores. Sahaki moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sahaki misplays the ball. That's an error on Sahaki. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Ross moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Carnett reaches second base with a double. Hoag scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Carnett moves to third. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carnett scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Walter Wilson now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sahaki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sahaki reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rushkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rushkowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoover hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sahaki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carnett. The throw from Richards and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a pop-up into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sahaki fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siri strikes out. 1 out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sahaki hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rushkowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. York reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Ross reaches second base with a double. York scores. It's 4 to 1, Indians. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gromick takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco bunts and there's an error on the play. Gromick moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to third for the out. Rocco moves to second. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carnett hits a fly ball towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to second to double up Hoag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards strikes out. One out. Walter Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siri hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Al Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hogue, who is chasing the ball. Outlaw reaches third base with a triple. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. York hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rushkowski hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gromick strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hub Walker pinch hits for Joe Hoover. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Red Borum pinch hits for Paul Richards. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sahaki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl McNabb pinch hits for Walter Wilson. Carl McNabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNabb strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.